Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to our morning worship service. Great to see you here. Let's begin by turning to hymn number 209,
prayer.
Father, we thank you for the joy of being here together today as brothers and sisters in Christ, saved by the blood of Jesus through faith in him alone. Thank you for this incredible gift you have given us to deliver us from our sins and make us new, make us whole. We pray, Father, if there's anyone here today who has yet to make that decision to trust in Christ alone to save them, that they would make that choice today and call upon his name. Father, we pray for all of us here who know Jesus. May we draw closer to him, closer to you through this hour, experience the joy of our salvation, all that you have given us, and also be challenged. Whatever we need to hear today, we pray that your Spirit will minister to each heart. Bless Pastor as he brings the message. Fill him with your Spirit and bless as we listen. And here, may it bear rich fruit in our lives. And we thank you that we can gather around the Lord's table in just a little bit to remember once again the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. We pray that that'll be a blessed time for him and to him and a blessing to all of us as we honor him and remember what he did on that day. We commit this whole service to you and give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be
scripture reading. Yeah, I would have gotten around to it sooner or later, but, you know. Anyhow, yeah, you're right. Luke chapter 5. Yeah, I usually pray at the end, so that's when I was all finished. Okay, Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in, because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down to the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said unto him, Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, Can you make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. All right, let's turn once again to Luke chapter 5. We find here the Lord Jesus in his ministry at the beginning. He is still choosing his disciples. We've talked about this some in the past, the call of Jesus to his disciples. And here once again, we find another story about this where he is going to deal especially with Simon Peter. He's the one he has chosen to be, I guess, the leader of the apostles, and so he's working with him, teaching him, and showing him so many things. And here in this chapter we find how Jesus is going about his ministry, and he is healing the leper, taking away that terrible disease. What an inspiration that is, to think that Jesus is able to heal the worst thing that could possibly happen to a person. And he can set us free from that. And he tells him to go and sin no more, and to give himself the right prescription for this. Go to the priest and tell him and have yourself cleansed officially. And then he talks about the paralytic here. This is one of my favorite stories. I like that one. Where these four men take the man that's paralyzed. He can't do anything for himself. He's absolutely helpless. And they take him to Jesus. But they can't get in. Isn't that terrible? There's such a crowd around, all around. The whole place is full. And you can't get anywhere near it. So what do? They go up the steps on the outside of the building, up onto the roof. It's flat. Tile roof that they have there, right? Tear up the tile and lower this man right down in front of Jesus. Wow! What audacity, huh? What do you think? These people, and you might think, well, should they have torn up that man's roof? Well, you know, extreme measures call for, you know, extreme work. So anyway, they do that and they lay him down there, and Jesus sees him there, and he says, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want? And first of all, he doesn't heal the man's disease right away. Did you notice that? This poor man, he can't move. And what does Jesus say? Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Huh? Thy sins are forgiven thee. He started at the most appropriate place. The first thing this man needed more than physical health was to have his sins forgiven. And so Jesus said he saw their faith. Okay. I guess the four men that brought him in had to have faith. And I guess maybe the man did too. But anyway, it's the faith, he said. And because they had faith, he says, your sins are forgiven you. Of course, there was a lot of confusion about that. They didn't. These other Pharisees began to reason, saying, who does he think he is? Only God can forgive sins. And you know what? They're right. Right? They were right. Only God can forgive sins. So who was Jesus? He was God. He is God. And so he healed this man, and he says, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise up and walk? A man who couldn't walk at all. And so then he told the man, he says, take up your bed and walk. And he did. His sins were forgiven, and he was restored to health and walked out of there. Okay? And then we find here about the call of Matthew. You know, Matthew was the tax collector. You know, the people that everyone loved so well. We just got another bill from the tax collector just the other day. It's just heartwarming, isn't it? You know, these tax collectors. No, they were hated. They were hated more than anyone else. They felt that they were working with the enemy and all this. But Jesus walks up to this man. Now, whether he knew him before or not, I don't know. It just seems kind of strange. He walks up to this man named Levi and he says, follow me. That's kind of weird, isn't it? What do you say, Adam?
Didn't Jesus know him before? Like, Jesus knows everyone.
Yeah. I don't know.
He knows everything and everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Right, okay. Anyhow, we find, he says, he left all, rose up, and followed him. Immediately, this man, one who had his whole life wrapped up in his profession. He had no friends except other tax collectors, right? And yet, he quickly rose up and followed Jesus. And then we find these others talking about criticizing Jesus for what he's done and saying, you know, you shouldn't be eating with publicans and sinners. Choose your company better. You know, and the thing about Jesus was, you remember, he didn't only eat with publicans and sinners, he ate with the Pharisees and everybody else. He was a very sociable type of person, but he was reaching out to everyone. I think that's our lesson, right? He wanted to see them all come into a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus. And he says, this is a beautiful expression here. He says, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. You know, those are the ones that need it. Those who are sick and in their sins. So here we have Jesus busy about his work, calling his disciples and doing all these various things. And the story I wanted to center in on was about the fish. Fish story. You like fish stories? Some of them you have to kind of think about a while. But this is a true fish story, right? And we see several of those in the Bible. It's interesting because Israel has that Sea of Galilee there, and the disciples, so many of them were fishermen, right? And that's what we see here. Jesus had begun his ministry, process of choosing his disciples to accomplish the work that he was come to do. And in this passage, we find Jesus busy teaching the people down by the Lake of Gennesaret, or this is also the Sea of Galilee. There's several different names for that same body of water. And there was a large crowd of people. You know, at this time, they were still on good terms with Jesus. He had not offended everybody yet. And so they were willing to listen to what he was saying, and were interested in knowing what he would do, all of the miracles and things like that he did regularly. So the crowd was very large, and it was difficult to make them hear him clearly. So there were two boats there. These fishermen were there cleaning their nets like they had to after they finished, right? They went out all night long and fished. And then when they came back, they would have to clean up their nets and get everything ready. And so Jesus saw the boats there. And so he asked one of the men, Simon Peter, and if he could use the boat to speak to the people. So he got in the boat and went out a little ways into the lake so he could sit down there and tell the people. It's always interesting to me. Jesus and the other rabbis or whoever, they always sat down to do their preaching. You know that? And we don't do that. Probably a good thing, because I'd go to sleep, you know, so that wouldn't be a very good thing to happen. But anyway, he sat down in the boat. They moved the boat out into the lake a short distance, and he spoke to the people, brought them the message that he wanted them to hear. And when he had finished, he said to Peter, he says, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Let's go out fishing, Jesus said, you know. And so they did. And perhaps Jesus wanted to repay him for the use of his boat. But also he wanted to teach him a very, very valuable lesson. And so we find here they do this. And Simon protested, first of all, that they had fished all night long. These men had gone out and were worn out, they were tired, they wanted to go to bed, you know, and all this kind of thing. And Jesus said, well, let's try it, okay? He doesn't say that, but anyway, that's what he means. And so they do. They go out. He says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Think of that statement. Here's Simon Peter, one who is beginning to be a disciple of Jesus. And what does he say? He says, even though I don't think this is going to work, at your word, I am going to do it. I'm going to let down the net. Let's go fishing. And, you know, that should be our attitude, right? Whatever Jesus says, we should say, Lord, I don't understand why you're doing this, But since you said it, I'm going to do it. Right? I think that's a good advice. So he let down the net, and when they had done this, they engrossed a great multitude of fishes, and their net began to break. Right? Yeah. Here we have it. So they beckoned to the other ship, and they came over to help them and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. Wow. What a mess of fish, huh? What do you think? My goodness. They really caught a multitude of fish. Their nets were breaking, the ships were filling, and they just didn't know what to do. Man, what a fish story. And yet this one's true. Huh? This one is true. Jesus knew exactly where the fish were. Think of that. You know, the story is, these men were fishermen fishing for fish, right? Jesus said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. People! And he is the one who knows where these people are, the fish. So we have to follow his instructions and do what he says in order to reach these people who need to hear the gospel of Christ. And that's the lesson, I think, here. Jesus knew where the fish were, and he proved his power in performing this great miracle. Simon acknowledged his unbelief and worshiped the Lord. Here, he says, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. See, Simon didn't really expect this to happen. He was doubting, wasn't he? And yet, he says, I'm sinful. For he was astonished, surprised, amazed, and all that were with him at the number of the fish that were taken. Right? And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee. You think about this. These men who later became the disciples of Jesus, shortly here, they were all acquainted. Huh? James and John were partners with Peter and no doubt Andrew as well. And they all were working together there in the fishing business. And it says they were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. So this is one of the stories where it tells that. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. See, that's what it takes, isn't it? To forsake everything else and follow him. No. It doesn't always mean you have to quit what you're doing. Jesus can use us wherever we are, right? And yet, we find here, they forsook all and followed him. Each of the Gospels tells us a little about how Jesus met and chose his disciples. You remember, we talked about this somewhat before. Matthew and Mark relate how Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea. And he said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. That's one time. Then we find the Gospel of John tells us that some of these men had been disciples of John the Baptist, right? The forerunner of Jesus. And they met him previously here in John chapter 1 and verse 35. Well, John had saw his other disciples. Verse 35. Again, the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is, by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. So here we have the time when Jesus met these men, right? Probably for the first time. And then later, you must have seen them down by the seashore and called them to follow him. And then he did this wonderful miracle that we see here in Luke chapter 5. John pointed to Jesus out to them, notice, as the Lamb of God. Isn't that something? Think of that. The Lamb was the creature that was slain on the altar to cover over the sins of the people, right? And here he says Jesus is the Lamb of God. And we're going to have communion in just a few moments, thinking about that, the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for us on the cross of Calvary. He is indeed the Lamb of God. And we are to love him, serve him, and follow him. And we have here all of these things. There is another chapter, I won't get to it this morning, the last chapter of John. You find these guys going fishing again. You can look that up and read it for you. I'll probably preach it another time. But anyway, this last chapter tells about an unforgettable experience some of the disciples had while fishing. Once again, it was Peter who said, I'm going to go fishing. And all these others chimed in. Oh, yeah, we'll go with you. So there was a whole group of these disciples going out fishing, and they spent the whole night doing what? Fishing. And how much did they catch? Nothing. They went the whole night, and then they saw Jesus there on the shore, right? And he said, Fellas, did you catch anything? Nope, not a thing. Oh, well, cast your net on the other side of the boat and see what happens. And they did, and sure enough, there was 153 large fish that they caught in the net. And John then says to Peter, It's the Lord. Yeah. He recognized who it was. And so then Jesus had them come and have breakfast. He said, Come and have breakfast with me. And they said, Nobody ask anymore, Who is this man? Because they knew it was the Lord. This is after his resurrection, you see. But it was the same type of thing that happened back in Luke chapter 5, where the miraculous drought of fishes came forth. Here Jesus did it again. And you know, he'll do it again and again, if we allow him to, right? Go fishing with Jesus and allow him to show you where to go and how to do and see what you can accomplish. Lord, we thank you for your word to our hearts today. Help us to do your will. Give us a desire to reach out to our loved ones and friends and family and those that we come in contact with, that we might be fishermen reaching out to those who need to know Christ. Give us the words to say. Help us to follow the Lord Jesus in everything that he leads us to do. Bless now as we have the Lord's Supper. We pray that it might be a time of great blessing to us as we remember once again all that Jesus Christ means to us. In his precious name we pray. Amen.